You're listening to a special edition of Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're celebrating the conversations we had this year that highlight local arts and the impact it can have on big stages. Sean Thwaites is a Sacramento-based musician with a unique expertise as a steel drum musician from his Trinidadian roots. He's also a member of the Recording Academy, aka the Grammys. This summer, I sat down with Sean about a huge milestone in music excellence, helping author the new Best African Music Performance category, and it's going to debut at the upcoming awards show in 2024. Sean opened up about how this is a big step forward to recognize the contributions of musical traditions from Africa that have entertained people for generations. So you are no stranger to Sacramento's music scene. Share a little about your background, your musical journey that ultimately led you to becoming part of the Recording Academy.
Well, first, I would like to say thank you for having me. We haven't seen each other since before COVID, I think.
I know. We met at a coffee shop.
Yes. I come from a background, musical background. I have two other brothers. We grew up playing music. Steel drum was the piano of my household. My parents are from Trinidad and Tobago. I grew up in Washington, D.C. and performed a lot there and then migrated to Sacramento in 2015. That's just in a nutshell, a quick background on me. I went to Berklee College of Music as the first, one of the first steel drummers to be the principal instrument of my time there. I graduated in 2003. Since then, I lived in the Middle East. I moved around a little bit and I made my way to Sacramento. And I did my first album here in 2017. It was called New Life. You can find that anywhere. Shameless plug still.
We got a link.
But and just, you know, embrace this wonderful music community that's here in Sacramento. I created my whole band from the Shine Coffee Shop and just been around, met with, and played with probably all the musicians in town. And still doing it, but still have my job with the Academy, which I started working in this position right in, like, towards the end of COVID. I became a genre manager. But before that, with my album, I was a member and on the board of the SF chapter in San Francisco.
So that is an enormous amount of lived experience that shapes your creativity and how you really want to pay it forward and shape music, especially recognizing the excellence of music. How big of a deal is a new category to the Grammys?
That's huge. That doesn't always happen. This year we had two other categories that was passed, but that It was many more that were proposed, and only three passed this time around. So it's really huge, and it's specifically huge for the continent of Africa, because we African music, we have global music, which is a category. We have two categories, the album and the performance category, and all the music in the globe fits in that.
That seems limiting.
Right.
So that's a pretty steep hill to climb.
Right. That's right. So to win in that category, you're going up against the globe. So now that we kind of separated the continent out, not to say that we have other continents that, you know, we should probably do the same thing with, but we starting with, you know, with Africa being a, you know, African music right now in the U.S. and the U.K. is doing tremendously well. You know, when you turn on your R&B and hip hop stations, you're hearing Afrobeats music and I'm a piano music on those stations. So that says a whole lot. And that wouldn't have been not even 5 years ago.
You mentioned that you were honored to be on the right side of history. Unpack that for us. What does that mean to you?
To me, that's, you know, there's a lot of, sometimes there's pushback, you know, but we have to, as humanity, we have to respect what that continent has given to all genres, so many genres of music. The clave, I always talk about the clave, which is a pattern that was started in Africa, and it went throughout the world, landing here in the U.S., and we're using it through different forms of music. You know, Cuba has perfected the clave, you know? So I'm going deep into music, but unpacking that, you know, there's going to be someone to win that category that it hasn't even been born yet, you know, and it's 54 countries in Africa that you just opened a whole category to. I just think it's so needed.
You know, people may not initially think when they think about African music that it has been incorporated into mainstream styles of music. I mean, what do you want people to know about the styles of music that will be in this category?
Well, you have, I mean,
it's a lot.
It's so many.
Yeah, I mean, you just said 54 countries, right?
Ethio jazz. You have you have so many. I'm not going to even, I can read them, you know, and I still would be missing, you know. So it goes so deep. It just goes so deep. Yeah.
And I think that just really underscores why this category is needed, because of how wide ranging it is. Obviously, we all know the Grammys in recent years has been called out by artists, you know, specifically artists of color, for limiting artists into boxes. You know, some big name artists have boycotted the Grammys or refused to perform. The Recording Academy has acknowledged this, the shortcomings. They're making strides, you know, and what some would argue would be discriminatory practices in the past. If for those who maybe are cynical and think that this is just a performative act by the Grammys, what do you say to that? Because it means a great deal to you with this new category.
Yes, I mean, you can't make everyone happy. We try, but we really can't. You know, we know that with this category, there's going to be a consequence. But one thing I can say is this is a huge step forward, and this is not the only step. This is just one step forward to recognizing the African continent. You know, I know there's other continents. I know there's other music that so I think before we go and want to criticize it, just let it unfold.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other things down the pipeline that we foresee. But like I said, we don't get it right all the time.
Yeah. I can just see the pride and excitement in you right now. I mean, it's palpable. It's like coming out of your pores. I would imagine behind that is also, you know, you shoulder a weight of responsibility to ensure that there's a fair respect and that representation is being displayed.
That's correct. And I mean, this music is near and dear to me. My parents are from Trinidad and Tobago. I grew up on this music. I grew up listening to Ebo Taylor and Fela Kuti. This is my family in a sense. You know, this is where I come from. So I wouldn't align myself with the Academy if we're not doing what's right.
So can you recommend some listening to immerse ourselves in African music after this conversation?
I can tell you some of the great musicians that I have met and artists, just a few. And I mean, I'm going to speak on Empire, that's in San Francisco. The distribution and label, they have some great artists. Fireboy, who actually recorded one of his hit songs in their studio. And, you know, so Fireboy is one. Mm-hmm. I would say, who else can I say? Asake. You have, I can't leave out Wizkid, Burna Boy. These guys are, I mean, these names are here now, you know. It's not like, oh, these are African artists. These are mainstream artists here.
Well, Sean, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big moment.
Thanks for having me. Yes, for sure.
That is Sacramento-based musician Sean Thwaites, who helped author the new Best African Music Performance category, which will debut at the upcoming Grammys in 2024. Our conversation first aired in June. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio.